Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. Alan J. Huth shares a Bible passage with comments from over 35 years of his personal Bible reading journals and applies the Word of God to our daily lives.
Today we continue the story of Noah in Genesis chapter 7. We'll listen to Faith Comes by Hearing's recording of the 24 verses of Genesis chapter 7.
Genesis 7. Then the Lord said to Noah,
"Go into the ark, you and all your household, for I have seen that you are righteous before me in this generation. Take with you 7 pairs of all clean animals, the male and his mate, and a pair of the animals that are not clean, the male and his mate, and 7 pairs of the birds of the heavens also, male and female, to keep their offspring alive on the face of all the earth. For in 7 days I will send rain on the earth, 40 days and 40 nights. And every living thing that I have made I will blot out from the face of the ground."
And Noah did all that the Lord had commanded him. Noah was 600 years old when the flood of waters came upon the earth. And Noah and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him went into the ark to escape the waters of the flood. Of clean animals and of animals that are not clean, and of birds and of everything that creeps on the ground, 2 and 2, male and female, went into the ark with Noah, as God had commanded Noah. And after 7 days, the waters of the flood came upon the earth. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the 2nd month, on the 17th day of the month, on that day, all the fountains of the great deep burst forth, and the windows of the heavens were opened, and rain fell upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. On the very same day, Noah and his sons, Shem and Ham and Japheth, and Noah's wife and the 3 wives of his sons with them, entered the ark, they and every beast according to its kind, and all the livestock according to their kinds, and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth according to its kind, and every bird according to its kind, every winged creature. They went into the ark with Noah, 2 and 2 of all flesh in which there was the breath of life. And those that entered, male and female of all flesh, went in as God had commanded him. And the Lord shut him in. The flood continued 40 days on the earth. The waters increased and bore up the ark, and it rose high above the earth. The waters prevailed and increased greatly on the earth, and the ark floated on the face of the waters. And the waters prevailed so mightily on the earth that all the high mountains under the whole heaven were covered. The waters prevailed above the mountains, covering them 15 cubits deep. And all flesh died that moved on the earth, birds, livestock, beasts, all swarming creatures that swarm on the earth, and all mankind. Everything on the dry land in whose nostrils was the breath of life died. He blotted out every living thing that was on the face of the ground, man and animals and creeping things and birds of the heavens. They were blotted out from the earth. Only Noah was left, and those who were with him in the ark. And the waters prevailed on the earth 150 days.
The journals I'm using in Genesis are, first of all, the 1983 journal, the first journal I ever wrote. But I didn't start that journal until Genesis chapter 21, so we'll pick up that as we get there. My journal from 1999, where I was reading more than one chapter a day, and on this day I'd read Genesis 6 through 8, and I didn't have any particular notes on Genesis 7. And my journal from 2007, when I was reading the Bible a chapter a day. And here I wrote concerning Genesis 7, "I believe the Word of God. I believe in the flood. More importantly, I believe the reasons for the flood. Quote, to blot out from the face of the land everything that I have made. God is God. We are not. He creates. He rules his creation. He can choose to destroy every living thing whenever he wants. He is sovereign. He also sees righteousness on the earth. According to verse 1, for you, Noah, alone I have seen to be righteous before me in this time. Noah did according to all that the Lord had commanded him. Then I wrote, I wonder if two serpents were put on the ark. Did God preserve evil as well as righteousness? In that journal entry, I wrote that I choose to believe the Word of God. We all make that choice, don't we? We choose to believe what we read, or we choose to not believe. I am a man of simple faith, so I choose to believe what I read in the Scriptures. So is the story of Noah, the story of the flood, the story of the ark believable? The Apostle Peter believed it. He referred to it in 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. He wrote, for they deliberately overlooked this fact, that the heavens existed long ago, and the earth was formed out of water and through water by the word of God, and that by means of these the world that then existed was deluged by water and perished. Peter also refers to Noah and the flood in chapter 2, verse 5. If he did not spare the ancient world, but preserved Noah, a herald of righteousness, with seven others, when he brought a flood upon the world of the ungodly. But not only Peter believed it, but Jesus himself refers to the flood in Matthew chapter 24, verse 37. Jesus says, for as were the days of Noah, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day when Noah entered the ark, and they were unaware until the flood came and swept them all away, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. Does that help us believe in the story of Noah and the flood? The fact that Peter refers to it, the fact that Jesus himself refers to it in the New Testament. So there's a little defense for you the next time someone asks you, you really believe that God put all the animals on the ark and there was a flood that flooded out the whole earth? I say, yes, hopefully you will too. Let's be reminded of why this happened. We go back to chapter 6, verse 11. Now the earth was corrupt in God's sight, and the earth was filled with violence. And God saw the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted their way on the earth. So God acts in chapter 7, verse 4, when he says, for in 7 days I will send rain on the earth 40 days and 40 nights, and every living thing that I have made I will blot out from the face of the ground. God decides to start over. He handpicks Noah to preserve righteousness in the new earth. Verse 1 says, then the Lord said to Noah, go into the ark, you and all your household, for I have seen that you are righteous before me in this generation. And verse 5 says, and Noah did all that the Lord had commanded him. And verse 16 says, the tender hand of God shut the door of the ark and shut Noah and his family into the ark. It says, and the Lord shut him in. And what was the result of this flood? The end of the chapter tells us, the waters prevailed above the mountains, covering them 15 cubits deep, and all flesh died that moved on the earth, birds, livestock, beasts, all swarming creatures that swarm on the earth, and all mankind, everything on the dry land, in whose nostrils was the breath of life, died. He blotted out every living thing that was on the face of the ground, man, and animals, and creeping things, and birds of the heavens. They were blotted out from the earth. The imagery in my mind is like if you or I were a potter and we had a vessel we were creating on the potter's wheel. And as we moved along, we didn't like what we were creating, so we stopped it and we just kind of pushed all the clay back together and started all over. Because we were the ones creating the vessel, we would have the right to do that, to stop and start over. As I wrote in my journal in 2007, God is God, we are not. He creates. He rules his creation. He can choose to destroy every living thing whenever he wants. He is sovereign. Father, in our humanity, we may not understand this chapter. We may not understand why you, a sovereign God who created the earth and man in your image, decided it was going the wrong way, decided it was becoming completely corrupt, and so you stopped and started over. My human mind cannot understand that, but my human mind can accept the fact that you are sovereign, you are God, and you can do what you will. You did then, and you will again. Holy Spirit, develop in me a simple faith, faith just to believe the things I read in your word. And Lord, I thank you for the story, the lesson in Genesis chapter 7, that in your eyes, I too may be corrupt, hopeless. But rather than destroy me this time, you give me a do-over. You give me the opportunity to confess my sins and come to you in saving faith. Thank you for allowing me to start over in life. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.